This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. We ask that question, you answer it. Simple as that. 258-0550, local number, 701-258-0550. Toll free from wherever you're listening, Minnesota, Montana, South Dakota, Canada, 800-228-0550, anywhere on the Northern Plains. Coming to you live and direct from Jamestown, North Dakota today for the 9th Annual Precision Agriculture Summit at the North Dakota Farmers Union Convention Center in Jamestown. Spent a little time visiting with some of the pros here today, which was fun yesterday as well on the program, so enjoy that. Big news today is, of course, impeachment. The impeachment proceedings, the impeachment trial in the Senate begins at noon today. And so it begins. Yes, I know. I have a Nancy Pelosi quote here, and I'm sure it'll surprise you that she is saying that the rules that Mitch McConnell has proposed for Trump's impeachment trial diverge from the Clinton precedent and show he has chosen a cover-up over a fair trial. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, none of them do anything that hasn't been poll-tested, focus grouped in some way. So cover-up is the word they're trying to get to stick now. It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up. It's a cover-up. They've tried them all now. I think they're out of them. This is about the last one they possibly could use. So could be a while. More on impeachment at the bottom of the hour and your take on it. More of your comments. I have a bunch of text to get to on our topic so far today, precision agriculture, as well as talked a little bit about the impeachment process. The needle I want them to thread on impeachment is trying to avoid discounting this for the obvious, ridiculous, stupid, political nature that it is. They're using the founding fathers because they can't beat somebody at the ballot box. And it'd be easy to go, you know what, enough. Goodbye. You're out of here. And just have a vote and be done. I would do just enough not to have that argument and to say, look, Senate looked at this. There's nothing there. Let's move on. So I wouldn't rush to be done is my particular take. But more on that at the bottom of the hour. Also, anything else on your mind? So 701-367-2054 if you would like to text me. 701-226-8503 if you'd like to text Todd. Right now we're going to talk about investing. Your future, your story, and how you sit down with a pro, put that into a plan, and work the plan. And someone that knows the market very, very well, speaks regularly to big-time investors in and out of North Dakota, and someone you can have that expertise from as well. That's Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk. Good morning, Brian. Oh, is Brian at the bottom of the hour? Brian's at the bottom of the hour. Yeah, okay. It's just been pointed out to me. So remind me not to give him another introduction because I think I built him up pretty good there, didn't I? I think he's doing okay. I looked at my sheet wrong. My apologies there. Todd, do I need to do another introduction at the bottom of the hour, or can we call that good, do you think? I'm hoping that's good.
That's good. That's good.
You think that's good? Okay, yeah, good.
You were just rehearsing, right?
I think I was rehearsing. Yeah,
you were just kind of practicing.
Well, I'm actually kind of fired up to talk to him because you know, this market is roaring, and he's getting cautious. So I got to find out what that's about.
Hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, and of course the China trade deal. I'm just thinking that's a world of opportunity. So can't wait. Anyway, that's coming up. All right, let me do a few of these texts. Scott, the land under Lake Sakakawea was taken. And I have the paper saying, take this amount and leave. Let's pay the half of the legacy fund of the families that were removed. Two different things there. One, you know, the allegation that you've been robbed, if you will, and then how that should be paid back. I get very cautious whenever the legacy fund comes up. The predefined process on the earnings and what it ought to be used for. If, in fact, your allegation is accurate, you know, the state of North Dakota owes you money. And that would be something that would be done in a legal sense that, you know, what the legacy fund is oil dollars set aside. Why? Set aside to do a specific set of things. And think legacy. You know, not the role of government. Not whatever that would be. Texture says, two reasons the 2019 economy under Trump is way better than the Obama years. This person sent us a snapshot of their 401k statement. It shows a 28.71% increase for the year. Personal rate of return. That's true. It's also the reason Donald Trump will be elected overwhelmingly. Because while there are Trump haters out there, there are people that are inventing all kinds of horrible scenarios out there. The economy, for a large share of people who don't play politics, who don't pay attention, who don't care, they just say, hey, how am I doing? Is my job good? My wages going up? How's my 401k, my retirement doing? That's what they look at, folks. Right there. 701-258-0550. Your calls, questions, and comments on what's on your mind. Let's see what else we have. Unless you've already addressed this, I'd like to give a shout-out to the excellent protesters in Virginia who gave a patriotic demonstration. I've not yet. I have somebody else here that mentioned in a text we haven't gotten to, but agree with you. 100%. Totally agree with you. And you know what, folks? That's important. It is important for you to stand up for what you believe and to do something more than shout at the radio or jump up and down. That important. Texter says, how about that Second Amendment march in Virginia yesterday? No violence, and they picked up the trash when they were done. Drove the liberal media nuts. Did it? I'm sure that they didn't like it. Texter says, visit Lamar, Dickey, and Logan counties. There are thousands of acres of standing corn. Some guys still have soybeans to combine. Worse yet, the fields will be extremely wet this spring. A lot of that out there. Been talking about that, too. Danny says, the crop insurance companies are taking images every 3 days of what's getting done out here in ag. According to my agent, they know exactly what's out here and what's getting done. So come on, higher prices. That'd be okay. Is there any recourse to remove Schiff for lying as he has in Congress? Impeachment. Or the ballot box. He's up every 2 years. California. He replaced a Republican. He's been there a while, though. I want to say 10-plus years. Give him a race. Trump will probably be impeached, so who's in the running then? We need a common-sense person in there. Time for Kramer to step up. Kramer for president. Trump will probably not be impeached. In fact, I would say 99.9% chance he won't. So let's go to the phone here. To Williston we go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Williston. Yes. Come in, Williston.
I'm in Williston. We were talking about energy. Did you know that the dams in the Northwest are deliberately not registered as renewable energy?
I didn't know that.
The dams in the Northwest are deliberately not registered because the federal government cannot have them as a renewable energy. And because they have to be a renewable energy, most energy companies that do coal or whatever process that they do, they have to have a certain percentage of renewable energy. And because the dams are the way they are, the federal government says, no, you can't do that.
I hadn't heard that before. Interesting story, and I appreciate your call. Texter says, the only witnesses to be called are the ones that were called in the House hearings. No new ones. And the four senators running for president cannot vote to impeach. Why? Because they're a political rival? And we'll get into the same thing that they're inventing for Donald Trump. Well, he wanted to go after a political rival. No. That's not accurate, actually. It was the day after Bob Mueller's report came out. Ended with a big, giant thud. And the president was saying, you know, are you going to investigate some of the stuff that hasn't been investigated at this point? But that's my belief of what it was. Somebody else has a different belief. The point is you can't. You can't sit there and try and interpret that. Fuller and Mapleton will get to you and others after this.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. gcnlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Down by the railroad tracks, shooting BBs and old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereo.
We are back on What's On Your Mind from the 9th Annual Precision Ag Summit at the North Dakota Farmers Union Convention Center in Jamestown, talking precision ag today. All kinds of innovations, day two of the event, so learning a bunch and having a great time. Let me tell you a little bit about my friends at the University of Mary that can help working adults who want to further their education, but but are looking for solid value for their money. What do they need? Flexible program options that are affordable. They want it from a university with an established tradition of academic excellence. At the University of Mary, words like flexible and affordable mean something. Flexibility means choosing your program mode. Programs for working adults offered online, on-site, or a blend of the two. You choose the right fit for your life. At the University of Mary, affordability means costs that are truly competitive. Transparency means no hidden fees, with many of our programs featuring tuition that's locked in. At the University of Mary, support means that our faculty members are invested in your success and work with you throughout your entire program. Bottom line, at the University of Mary, value means a world-class education at an affordable price. Find out for yourself at umary.edu/online. All right, let's get back to some calls here on What's on Your Mind. Fuller in Mapleton, what's on your mind?
Hi there. Yeah, you're stepping on tender toes when you talk about efficiency in agriculture. A guy can efficiency himself right into bankruptcy. Going for that last little bit is pretty risky, and everything comes down to money. If you've got some in the bank, losing a crop is minor inconvenience. A big disappointment, but if you invite the banker to sleep with you, he can take all the covers. They come on to the story with, oh, let's be partners. We'll make this work. And then if it doesn't, the risk is all yours. So I'm pretty cautious about all this efficiency stuff. Yeah, it sounds good. GPS looks nice. But the old wobbly track means that somebody's paying their own bills. And everything comes down to money.
Well, it sounds like you're not alone, Fuller. Maybe it's just a Northern Plains kind of thing, because we talked to folks from Satshot. Lanny was here and, you know, talked about the fact that about 20% of folks use that service where there's, you know, the ability to say, okay, this piece doesn't need some fertilizer, this one does, and about 20%, you know, 60%, on the auto steer. So, and there's an expense there, obviously, and also a return, but I think your point's well taken. Caution and trust,
well,
and clarify and watch it work, right?
I think of people like, these various ones, the most recent that I know of is, I won't say the names, but Drocky is big on efficiency. Well, there's a whole bunch of farmers that went for that big acre and all that efficiency, and they're in the history books now. So it's really kind of a question.
I hear you, Fuller. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. Frank's on the road somewhere in Minnesota. Keep it between the white lines there, Frank.
You betcha. Right on the yellow line. That's the best way to drive if there's nobody coming.
Yeah, there you go.
When it's stormy. But here's the opening line I would give. Doug Roberts, if you're listening, this is from the smartest woman in the world. What difference does it make now? That would be my first opening line.
Your point being, you got an election coming up here.
Right, because, you know, that's what happened at Bengat. What difference does it make now? The guys are dead, and let's just move on.
Yeah.
Well, now I'd say, oh, Ukraine got their money, let's just move on. And with that, the defense rests. Next.
Yeah. Hillary's line. I like that, Frank. Appreciate the call. Here's a couple of folks with Laura Ingram last night. One, Robert Ray. One, Alan Dershowitz. Two people that will be on the president's team talking a little bit about the strategy going forward and a motion to dismiss and whether that's a good idea. Witnesses, roll that, would you, Todd?
What am I rolling?
You are rolling the little cut that Kevin put in Slack for us there. It's been a while, so.
Oh, way up there. Okay.
They're arguing for an impeachment based upon the president's motives. We don't impeach presidents for motives.
That's a part of your brief. The part of the brief on motive is about subjective intent.
Right.
And inferring the subjective intent of a president to impeach is something that has never happened. In Clinton, it didn't happen. Nixon didn't happen. Johnson didn't happen.
So it's not, you know, it's a question of it. That's not sufficient as a matter of law, as a matter of the constitutional text, as a matter of historical practice, and as a matter of the framers' intent, and on top of all of that, as a matter of fact in connection with the facts that are alleged here.
And think of how dangerous, think of how dangerous it is when you start probing the motives of a president. Every president wants to win re-election. Every president makes foreign policy decisions, domestic policy decisions, at least in part, to enhance their electability. Are we going to start psychoanalyzing every president's motives and creating impeachable offenses out of looking at the worst possible motives that they might have had? No. You judge a president by his or her actions. And you judge a president by the effect and impact. You don't judge him by looking into the depths of his mind and trying to figure out whether somewhere in the back of his mind he was trying to get some advantage to his electability. That would be so dangerous.
What I've been trying to impart over the last week at plus, gentlemen, is this idea that given what we know already about the allegations and the testimony in the House of Representatives, that a motion to dismiss at the outset was almost, I mean, you can't say required, but if you're a good lawyer, to me, that motion sure has to happen. And for Romney and these other senators who I guess they're trying to play it cute or cover all their bases, I don't know what they think they're going to get here with the, we need to hear from Bolton in order for me to think that there's no impeachable conduct here. There are only two articles alleged, neither article on its face represents impeachable conduct under any sensible reading of our constitutional precedent and the language of the Constitution.
Oh, there's some smart legal minds there banning that one about. Do you agree or disagree? You let me know at 258-0550. Let me get some more of these texts in here before we run out of time. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Yes, that's the House impeachment managers reacting to Senate or House impeachment managers' thoughts this morning. Isn't that something? Yeah. All right, let's see here who else is in here. There is subsidies on everything from bread to beans, vehicles to VCRs. This guy wouldn't be anywhere without subsidies. All right. I'm a master electrician, says another listener, in the energy industry. I have built wind farms and been involved in a lot of the cost basis for wind. The caller is correct. It is a total loss. But as you said, it's a customer demand. The energy companies aren't stupid either, but they put them up for marketing. Landowners get the short end of the stick in the long run, but the cost of the manufacturing, the materials, the installation of the turbine are astronomical. Then maintenance begins. No matter what the cost of electricity is, unless there are subsidies, it cannot pay for itself. The cost goes up, and so do the cost to operate the turbine. Cost goes down, and the value of the turbine generates goes down. It never pays off. Would landowners still do it if they knew the taxes are what's filling in the gaps? I think that goes back to the previous listener. Subsidies and everything. Show me the money. More coming up.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The impeachment trial of President Trump beginning in earnest in the U.S. Senate this afternoon. Trump's removal from office is considered highly unlikely, though, in the Republican-controlled Senate. Meanwhile, as it begins, President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, he was touting the recent trade deals he signed.
Just last week alone, the United States concluded two extraordinary trade deals, the agreement with China and the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, the two biggest trade deals ever made.
Public officials in Richmond, Virginia, praising local and federal law enforcement for keeping the peace at yesterday's huge gun rights rally. An estimated 22,000 people gathered in and around the Capitol. Only one arrest was made of a woman for wearing a mask in public. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. I talked earlier about 1,000-plus buildings now have all of their systems, mechanical, environmental maintenance, taken care of by the folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons. So what does that mean? That means that on the bottom line, when you're looking at the budget, you've got a number and it just stays there. It's a number that says, H.A. Thompson & Sons has got this. They've got this. So when 3 months from now, a boiler no longer works, they come in, they replace it at their cost. They also maintain it, so they're extending the life of these things. It really works. It really does. They have operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Quinter, Newtown, and Minot, but servicing all over the Northern Plains now, more than 1,000 buildings at H.A. Thompson & Sons, hatnsons.com. A man who needs new introduction, mostly because I gave him one earlier this hour, Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk, who is someone that is watching this market very closely on your behalf, someone that speaks to large investors all the time about what's around the curve, and even manages the oh-so-modest Hennen family nest egg. So that's why I trust him with my life and encourage you to do the same thing. Brian, how are you?
Fantastic, my friend. How are you today?
Doing really well. There's a lot of bullishness out there. There's a lot of, bully for the market. Everybody rah-rah because the things are cranking and new highs are coming all the time. But the last couple of times we visited, I'm sensing some caution in your tone. Tell us a little bit why you're cautious right now.
Well, I guess before I get too cautious, let me just say I love this market. I love being an investor right now. I love what's going on in our economy, so there's so many things to like. But, yeah, it is definitely a time for caution. I've got all these indicators that I follow, and when they start to turn red on me one after another, I start to pay attention to that. You know, just little things, but you look at it when everything is great, that's one of those indicators, because pretty soon there's no more good news that we can get to add to the equation. And right now, everything is very good, but also some of these stocks have just been pushed to their extremes. I think long-term, this market has a lot further to go, but short-term, we're due for some kind of a pullback. You know, one of those indicators that I follow is just looking at how narrow the market gets. And what I mean by that is right now, the top five companies that are on the S&P 500 make up almost 20% of that entire index. That's putting a lot of money just in five companies, and that's one of those warning signs that we look for.
So would this be a warning sign that you believe is driven from what goes up must comes down, and we've just had so much momentum that it's time for a little bit of a correction of sorts, or more that there would be some fundamental in the economy that would cause this?
Yeah, I'm not so much looking for a fundamental in the economy, but more the first one that you said there. Not that what goes up has to come down per se, but things have a range that they need to stay in. You know, Microsoft is one of those big five companies that I'm talking about, and at some point you just get such a run in there that, one, it's due for profit-taking, but it also stretches its valuation above what the company is worth at any given time. And I'm not rushing to the exits to sell some of my best holdings, but we have been taking profits going into this new year, peeling off the top of some of those that are likely to have a pullback so that we can come back and buy them when they come back. The other thing is looking at where do we go if there is a pullback in the market right now. I think that pullback is going to be short-term, but what that means for me is this is an opportunity for me to put some of the cash that's on the sidelines. We've acquired several new clients, and when we do that, we don't just dump them into the market. We look to see which things are still in a buy zone, which things do we like right now that still represent, you know, reasonable valuations, but a lot of these other stocks that I'd like them to own, they've been too stressed for me to get into. So if we get a pullback like that, I'll be happily buying those shares again.
We're talking with Brian Kronk from Collins and Kronk, and, you know, one of the things that Brian does is sit down with individuals that have in the range of $500,000 or more in assets to invest and come up with a plan and a really you know, unique plan specific to you and your needs. I've done this with him. My wife and I just thoroughly enjoyed every minute of it. And there's a lot of these out there you might have done before, but Brian's is very unique and really causes you to think, and hey, we could move this a little bit there, and we could do a little bit there, and all of a sudden you feel like you're working on a, you know, a wonderful painting, and it's your future, and it works really well. So he has a lot of expertise in this area, and I encourage you to think about calling Brian and taking advantage of the team at Collins and Kronk's. So right now we watch closely in the market what earnings by these companies, right? We're kind of in that season.
Yeah, every quarter, it's my favorite time of the quarter. So every 3 months, we get basically to open up the window and look into these companies and see what's going on. And people always say, Brian, how do you know ahead of time where a company's going, or how do you seem to know this stuff? Well, they tell us. They tell us how they're doing. They tell us if they're not doing well. Intuitive Surgical, for example, just came out last week and opened up the window and said, hey, we like where revenues are at, but we're not sure how profitable we're going to be. So they're giving us a warning in advance. And so we get to see into these companies and know if that's a company we want to continue owning or not. And that's the other reason I'm getting a little cautious right now. When things have been as good as they've been, we just came off this 30-plus percent year in the market. I mean, if you think about that, if you gave me $1 million last year, I gave you an extra $300,000 back this year. It's incredible when you think about the kind of growth you have in a year like that. So we're rife for that profit-taking, and people are looking for any excuse to sell. Usually those excuses are going to come during earnings season when a company comes out and says, hey, our earnings aren't as good as expected. Or, you know, one of the things that we'll see in a market like this is people will come back and say, hey, here's what our earnings are. They're just fine. The expectations have gotten so out of control to the upside that we still don't meet the number. And then you'll see those stocks sell off. We saw last week the bank earnings come out, and we saw there's a big disparity going on there. J.P. Morgan had a fantastic quarter, practically a growth stock. That's one of the ones that's in our portfolios, full disclosure there. Citigroup also had a good earnings report, and yet Wells Fargo is still struggling just to put one foot in front of the other. So you definitely need to be working with a portfolio manager who can sort through which companies we want and which companies we do not want to be a part of.
So as far as the rest of the way on earnings, on, you know, the earnings watch, so far so good, but another area where caution or keeping your guard up makes sense just because of what you're talking about, right?
Exactly. So going into a season like this when expectations are so high, I'm going to look at those companies that I just am not sure if they're going to make it, or I don't want to take the chance of losing the big profits that I have, and so I'll take some of that money off the table for our clients. Other times I'm looking for those things that I think have too low of expectations and can blow through the numbers. But either way, right now my stance is definitely cautious. Well, I just want to make sure that I'm not holding something that's going to disappoint, because in a market like this, a disappointment means we could wake up in the morning and see our stock down 10, 15, 20%. Those are hard to come back from.
Big news last week, didn't really get the attention it deserved in the middle of all the political circus, but phase one of the Chinese trade deal, something that's been in the works for better than a year. All kinds of talk about tariffs getting folks to the table, and you know, at least phase one seems to have ended well for most folks. How do you how do you see that on behalf of your clients and on behalf of investors? A good deal, the trade deal with China?
I love this kind of stuff, and it's one of the reasons I love this economy, and I love what our president is doing. You talk about it all the time, Scott, but just, you know, you think about what the disparity is. We had the news media, we had all the talking heads, all the quote, smart economists say this could not be done, and that tariffs would be disastrous for us. What's happened? We've got not just one, but two trade deals, U.S., Mexico, Canada passed, the China Phase One deal passed. That phase one deal already is better than what a lot of people expected for a whole deal, and we still have phase two to look forward to. You know, when I look at the opportunities in the market, a lot of those are already baked in because it seems that the smart people who are actually putting money to work aren't listening to the negative Nellies out there in the mainstream news media. They understood that Trump's the kind of guy who gets it done, and so you see a lot of these companies themselves that are investing based on this, but a lot of the investors are putting money to work into the companies that are going to benefit. But just think locally what we can do yet. You know, here in the U.S., if these two trade deals alone are going to mean one big thing, we've got a lot of goods, soybeans, corn, whatever, that we've got to move to the coast so we can put it onto ships, so we can ship it to China or whatever, or even north and south. That means railroads. That means transportation stocks like trucking companies. I want to make sure I'm a part of all of those. Kansas City Southern Railroad just issued another earnings report that was phenomenal, and that stock broke out last week. So let's buy the railroads is one of those things I've been focusing on.
Yeah, boy, that's, you know, all kinds of spinoffs and opportunities out of that deal then, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the numbers prove that out for sure. We had a text from a listener earlier that was talking about the political ramifications of their own particular 401k and, you know, showed us two reasons the 2019 economy under Trump is way better than the Obama years was their comment, and their number in their particular personal rate of return was 28.71.
Wow.
So, and I've heard, you know, 30s and all kinds of, you know, over the last year or over the since the Trump presidency, 40, 50, 60%. A lot of different folks are crowing right now about it. So it was a good year. What does that mean for the year ahead? I mean, our expectations pretty high now, right?
You have a lot of people who come out and say, hey, this is the new normal, which isn't necessarily the case. You have a lot of people come out and say, oh, we're due for a huge pullback now or a bad year because of this. You know, even when I'm getting cautious, I think we're going to end this year in a positive place, double digits. Generally, after we have a great year like this, we usually have another above average year following it. And then you add on to that, that this is the year of the presidential election cycle. That's usually pretty good. Throw in our good economy, throw in our trade deals. And so I've got really good hopes for a year like this to continue forward. Usually we're just kind of building up momentum. And then let's not forget, last year was not that great of a year. We had a year where we basically ended flat to slightly down. Where this market really started picking up steam was just in the beginning of the year. And so that being the case, that momentum is really cruising along. I think we're going to see another great year in 2020, even though I'm cautious and I think we're going to see a correction in there. I think that's a short-term thing. Either I want to weather the storm through that correction or I want to trade through that correction and take advantage of it, but I still want to be invested at the end of this year and going into 2021.
How closely is the market watching every little political twist and turn with, you know, the impeachment or the polls or who the, you know, Democratic nominee is? What would you expect? Well, I guess you're going to have to hang on to that answer because
okay.
The clock tells me we need to take a little break. We'll do that on the other side. Brian Kronk is with us from Collins and Kronk today on What's on Your Mind. Any questions or comments for him, by the way, certainly welcome. 258-0550. You can also text me, 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Got a few texts, too. We'll continue after this. Don't go away.
Did you procrastinate all year about that foundation repair project and now you think it's too late? Hey, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. No need to worry, we've got you covered. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, don't wait.
Call 701-280-7038 and ask us about our winter discount. Or go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Need a tough, high-performance baler that's affordable, too? New Holland RF Series fixed chamber round balers from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer make it easy to create quality 4x4 and 4x5 bales. Extra-wide pickups easily handle large swaths and windrows. And a combination of floor rolls and closely spaced slats start bales quickly. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today and ask about New Holland RF Series round balers. They're the simple, affordable way to make quality bales.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann at BuickGMC.com. Yeah, you know, they just had an indoor used car sale, right? Well, guess what? A whole ton of trades have come in from that, and the sale continues due to the high volume of traffic and the vehicles that were sold. They've taken in a lot of fresh local trades. They've extended that huge sale through 6 tonight. Slash prices also extended. If you're looking for a particular pre-owned car, truck, or SUV, it just might be there. Schwann Buick GMC used car sale through today on Memorial Highway, the strip in Mandan. Check out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
A few texts here, some related to our conversation with Brian Carr from Collins & Crock that we'll continue in just a moment. A couple others on different topics. Whatever happened with that library in Medora, asked the listener. That library you're referring to is the Theodore Roosevelt Presidential Library, and plans continue to evolve for that. So I think there's some fundraising going on nationally to try and match some of the dollars that were allocated in the state funds. And, lots of work going on. They hired a new executive director of the operation. That's Ed O'Keefe, Grand Forks native, who's back in the state. Randy Hotzenbuehler from the Medora Foundation was lent over to the foundation for the Theodore Roosevelt Library. So a lot going on there. But maybe we're due for an update. We can do that. Texter says it's a cover-up, all right, but we all know that it's not with Trump. It's the deep state trying to cover up Obama administration using billions through Ukraine to fund their corruption. Pelosi is a spokes puppet. All right, yeah. He has already been impeached. This trial for verdict on executive privilege and talking to a foreign leader. He had already been impeached. This trial is for verdict on executive privilege and talking to a foreign leader. Yeah, somebody else questioned the verbiage out there. Trump has already been impeached. That's right. Texter says, help people understand the meaning of the word. The definition is bringing charges against someone in public office. That's it. And the House did that. The Senate handles the trial for removal. Clinton was impeached, not removed. Same will go for Trump when they vote not to remove him. Yeah, great point. All right, back with Brian Kroc from Collins and Kroc in our money segment. Your money. That's what we're talking about. Yes, we're talking about the stock market. Yes, we're talking about things that impact it. But ultimately, that's about you getting to a point where you have the kind of gains that folks have been talking about in this particular year, thanks to expertise like you get from Brian Kroc. And I tell you that, full disclosure, Brian has been working with my wife and I and building our nest egg, and we'll do a great job for you as well. So if you have $500,000 or more to invest, you want to sit down and get started on a plan and, you know, paint that mosaic, go to work. Brian, how do folks best get a hold of you, by the way?
Oh, there's lots of ways. The easiest is just pick up the phone and call us. We're at 701-235-0119, but you can also just look for Collins and Kroc. Google us. You'll find us pretty easily here in downtown Fargo.
So the question I was trying to ask you before the break was, you know, how much is the political back and forth and the current impeachment proceedings, the Democratic nomination battle, how much impact could that have or will that have in your mind on the market?
Well, the market does watch that stuff very, very closely. And we talk about the market as if it's a person. And in a lot of ways it is. It's a voting mechanism. It's an auction, if you will. And it's the voices of several people and all these investors sort of pooled into one. So people like to look to the market to see what is the investing public saying or thinking and doing. And I always say, look at what people do, not just at what they say, because you'll see a lot of weird headlines out there. You'll see a lot of articles. You'll see these people who are CEOs of companies say one thing, but look at where they're putting their money, and that makes all the difference. And you can see right now they're putting their money into these investments, into the market. You can see the companies investing and so forth. The market discounts stuff way ahead of time, so we can see that right now the market likes what Trump is doing and does not feel that Trump is going to be removed or anything like that. And so we think that, you know, he's going to get reelected. The market's telling us all those things. If all of a sudden we see a big change in personality, that's when we need to watch out and say, okay, now something. The market sees something. Investors are doing something differently. This is just sort of like that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, where they poll the whole audience and they kind of get an answer. That's what the market does for us every single day. It's a great predictor of things.
A texter said, what were the five companies that you mentioned again? The five companies that that hold 20% of the value of the market.
Oh, yeah. And this is a great thing just to be aware of, that, you know, when we think about investing in a market index like the S&P 500, that doesn't mean we're going to be real diversified. That doesn't mean that you get 1/500th of every company. The S&P 500 cap-weighted index is very focused, and so the largest companies get the biggest share, and right now it's very, very narrow market. So those top five companies that make up 20% of the market, it would be Facebook, then Amazon, and then, of course, we have Netflix in there. And we have Microsoft in there, and I already talked about them. I mean, just think about Microsoft. They were up 55% alone last year, and the last one is Google, or what they call Alphabet now, but we all know them as Google. So those are the top five companies, or the biggest five companies in the S&P 500 index today.
Texter asked, despite any market-wide corrections, do you see any areas that are set to continue growing regardless? I got into some low-value stocks in the electric car industry. It seems as though this industry is growing but is immune to all the political pressure. They win either way. Anything to look out for, in your opinion?
Well, it's interesting when you start to think about, you know, electric stocks. That can also be, you know, electric vehicles can be a political football. You know, we've got a president that's very pro-energy and things like that. So we got to kind of still be cautious there. And that's why I prefer to use some of the suppliers to those electric vehicle makers, like, you know, the lithium battery suppliers or things like that. But I think that there are other areas that, you know, we talked about all the things that were overvalued.
We're going to have to pick up the undervalue next time, because we are out of time, folks. Give Ryan Kroc a call. Collins & Kroc, 701-235-0119. Thanks for the calls, questions, and comments. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost, and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auction Company, and from all of us at Piper's Auction Realty and Land Management, we wish all of you a safe and merry holiday season and a prosperous new year. Piper's 2020 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including premier farm retirement auctions in New England, Martin, Harvey, Sharon, Church's Ferry, Jamestown, Rolette, Tuttle, Bowman, and Steele, and also in Starbuck, Minnesota. To book your land or equipment auctions, contact Piper's today. Full equipment inventories and all of our Piper's 2020 land and lease auction listings are available at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.